Hey guys, Charlie here. A quick reminder before we kick off today's episode that Will and I are coming back to the live stage April 7th at the Basement Comedy Club in Melbourne. We're doing another TOEFOP Live. It'll be me, it'll be Will, it'll be special guest Deeksie, most likely, and you'll want to be there. There's a link in the episode description, so check it out once you've listened to this awesome show.
A listener production.
The creators of this podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which it is recorded. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are the first storytellers of this land. We pay respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging, as well as any Indigenous people who may be listening today.
We are two guys, one car.
Everyone likes it. Is
no.
Some,
no.
What?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
What? What? Everyone relax. This is Sunday, March the 17th. This is Two Guys, One Cup, an AFL adjacent podcast. My name is Will Anderson.
And my name is Charlie Clawson. I apologise for cutting you off. We've just recorded three episodes of our other podcast.
TOEFOP available here in the Everyone Relax feed, and this is going to be a shorter episode, not that much shorter, but
no.
Just a tiny little bit shorter episode of Two Guys, One Cup today, just because of our schedules and the fact that we haven't watched half of the footy.
It's
Sunday.
I watched quite a
you
bit
watched,
of footy.
I've watched zero, basically.
Well, the Bulldogs and the Demons are underway as we record
going on
this.
At the moment.
Demons are about three goals up, which is kind of expected.
I know, but it'd just be nice if, like, how far into the game is it?
Let me check.
Very far in? Or was it like
I think we're in the second quarter.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not looking.
I just want something fun and unexpected
to
happen.
Bulldogs have closed the gap.
Okay
so we're it's halfway through the third, and you guys are two goals down. I don't know how many. Do you want to see goals and behinds?
No. Like, I mean, this is not good topical content.
It is funny that, like, everyone's, you know, debating about round zero and stuff. And I kind of agree that this season, I know, and this is a Victorian perspective, or Vic bias, whatever, but it seems like it started with a wet thud.
I liked the first four games, but now that we've got into this part of it, I don't like how it feels. Like, it all feels a bit messy,
lumpy.
And I don't know where we're up to.
Yeah.
And some teams have played two games already, and some teams haven't played any yet, and I don't really know. Like, it all does.
It's kind of like, so I went to, I'm in Sydney, where we're actually in the same room recording this for a rare instance. And I caught up with Alex Williams, and he said, hey, well, I've got a ticket to the Giants if you want to come watch a bit of footy. So I went.
Is he the number one ticket holder? No, he's not.
Not
is
number
he?
One.
No.
But he's a very, he's gunning
They let
for
him
it.
Hold a ticket.
I don't even
though.
Know who would be their number one. I mean,
Sandra
he's got to be
Sully
close.
Or somebody?
Mel Doyle, maybe?
Mel Doyle, that's who it is.
Yes. Mitchell Stark is also.
Oh, is
and
that
Steve
right?
Waugh. Probably. You're going to get different of you.
That's true.
Steve Waugh.
Steve Waugh.
But the energy around, like, the Giants and even the Giants fans was, because the season's underway and they had such a great win, you know, against the Pies. But I felt like I was playing catch up in terms of my footy enthusiasm. Like, because when everyone starts on the same day, we can all start, you know, reading the paper and getting excited. But they're sort of a week ahead. It's like getting to a party late. And it's like, oh, you just missed, like, Bozo just jumped off the roof into the pool or whatever. And you're like, oh, I didn't see Bozo doing that. I wish I had. Like, that's a terrible metaphor.
Yeah, it wasn't your best. I got to be honest.
Dwayne Russell would have nailed that.
You know what I loved is, at the start of your sentence, I knew exactly what you were talking about. And by the end, I knew
more
less.
Confused. So, like Dwayne Russell.
I mean, that was by the way, I don't, because I know we don't really have a specific agenda, but were we going to talk about Robbo arriving late to AFL 360?
Didn't we talk about that last week?
Did we talk? No, didn't that happen post us
doing the
show last week?
No, that happened before. No, we've talked about that. That happened before round zero, yeah. No, he was on time this week.
Was that before round zero?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are you okay?
God, I might actually have head trauma. Maybe I need to do a HIA.
I don't think it's just you. I think a lot of footy fans are feeling discombobulated.
Right?
I agree.
It's hard to tell the markers of time because I'm like, oh, that's a round one thing that happened, but that's happened in between, has it?
Well, Carlton have like played two games. Like the Brisbane-Carlton game seems like a million years ago. That was only like 10 days ago.
Yeah.
And even the Richmond-Carlton game on Thursday night feels like it happened ages ago. Like, I feel exhausted already and the season hasn't even started. And, you know, so I watched the Saints get done by the Cats last night. And I got to admit, like, I don't feel as Like, I feel like round one's a fucking weird, well, what are we, yeah, round one, round post zero. It's a weird one anyway. Like, the results that pop up, who knows if they mean, you can't read anything into it. So I don't feel, the season's over. But it was just a depressing sense of, oh God, I forgot this feeling of like, because the Saints came back, we got within a point with a minute and a half to go, and then danger does what danger does. And it's like,
Also, I don't understand the maths of the ladder. Like, when does that get fixed? Are we out of whack for ages, or is it like...
Well, the next bye comes up in like 3 weeks, right?
Okay. Is that where it all gets like shuffled back into some sort of normality? Because at the moment, I don't even know how you're meant to assess if like... I mean, Gold Coast have 8 points and the Bulldogs haven't played a full game yet. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It's a bit of a dog's breakfast. So that's actually even more reason not to get hung up on these early results, right?
Well, it's 30 weeks or something, the season now. Like, remember, Carlton, members were going overseas on overseas holidays because Carlton were never going to win a game.
Mm.
So it's a long season.
It's a long season, but it's just, I think it's more the marketing of it. Like, I don't want to. The idea, I understand the logic behind
I liked it last week. I don't like it this week.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing about it is, like, if you'd asked me last week whether the round zero was a good idea, I think I was up for it.
Mm.
I think I was enthusiastic about it. I thought, oh, that's a nice thing
to
do.
You thought you wanted it.
I think, yeah. But now
in the cold light of day.
Now that we've got to, like, whatever this is, round one, it's just made everything feel a little messy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
It discombobulated.
Yeah.
And it's funny too because
it's like we wanted to have that threesome on our holiday, but then we've come back and like we're trying to get on with things as if it's like normal, but we can't because there's just that
ickiness.
Yeah.
I mean, I this is exactly the metaphor I was going to use to you because I became so
so sad that we're both using this terrible metaphor.
No, it's completely accurate because even last week you were talking about the Bulldogs and it's like, oh, you know, but like other teams are making you feel different. And I've been having that with the Giants. Like since last year, in an instance in which I should have been devastated, which was the Giants knocking us out of the finals, I was like, oh, I like that. Look at that sexy Giants team.
Yeah.
And then they knock away Collingwood in round zero. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm feeling feelings. This has never happened to me before. I mean, I love my partner.
Oh, no. Of
love
course.
Them. Love them. We've laid down in traffic, but God damn.
Have been there through thick and thin, and there's been a lot of thin.
So, like, you know, it's like an American Beauty where the dad, like, obsesses over his daughter's, teenage friend. And it's like, and then he gets to the moment where he could actually fulfill the fantasy. And he's like, what am I doing? So I met up with Alex yesterday, went out to Giants Stadium. And I was like, I felt naughty, like I was doing something wrong. Like, what am I doing
here? Oh, like
here?
You were not there as a Saints fan. No, you were there a little bit to see.
Because occasionally you do that. Someone flirts with you and you're like, well, I can flirt and it's safe. But this, am I crossing the line
but
here?
But they know that you're a Saints fan. Like,
who did?
I mean, just in general, the footy community. You go out to GWS, they don't. Like,
I
don't know you're up for grabs like that. You're a Saints fan.
I'm a Saints fan. And I, in a weird sort of little, I didn't take my wedding ring off.
Off, no.
I infected the opposite. I took my Saints cap, but it's my black embossed one. So the Saints emblem sort of blends into the cap. So if unless you're paying attention, you wouldn't know that I was a Saints fan. So I was allowing if there was going to be some more flirting going
maybe
on.
Maybe if there's like a, maybe a few things get misinterpreted.
Hey, the Giants don't have a problem with that. Yeah. You know, hey man, like I find that's a bit more of a turn on to know that you're unavailable.
But I wore my hat.
But
I didn't take my hat off.
But then I got there and I sat down in the ground and I watched the first half and I'm like, I've made a terrible mistake. This is not the fantasy that I had in my head.
Oh yeah.
But like I gotta have a
this
second.
This is
thing.
Okay, you know what this is? This is the orgy.
Yeah.
You thought you were going to an orgy and you've got there and you suddenly realize
there's
that
there's actual consequences to
and
this.
It's like, oh, it's a bit too daylight.
Yeah.
And you can see more than you actually
exactly.
Like, can see.
And I was like, I was watching the players and you've seen and it's like, well, they're not even playing that good in opposition.
No.
You know, the North put up a good fight, but they're still a developing team and kind of a bit of a bullying going on around there. And then like Aaron Cadden, who like is a phenomenal player, but I'm like, that original fear I had about the Giants being these kind of like, you know, kids who had excelled in football their entire lives and had been through this footy factory and then it was sort of confirmed for me. So I kind of left feeling a bit dirty, like did I betray my team in some way? I flirted with this idea of having.
You didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything, but it was never like I was going to leave the Saints for the Giants. But I toyed with the idea of having a bit on the side. Maybe, you know what?
Occasionally, I could just hear a big sound.
Yeah,
you know,
but it felt wrong. Like
I
rushed home and watched the Saints, and I supported them like I'd never supported them before.
That's right. Doesn't matter where you get your appetite, mate.
I mean, isn't that what
as long as you're supporting the Saints?
Isn't
at home.
That what sex workers say? Is like, hey, we make husbands go home and be better lovers to their partners. You know,
yeah.
So maybe there was an element
you
of
just
that.
Saw. Something else. You had a glimpse.
I had a glimpse.
And it made you appreciate what you had at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A team that perennially underperforms. Yeah, that's it. Even our greatest opportunity to win at GMHBA in however many long and we still couldn't get it done.
Yeah, you guys haven't won there for a very long time, 25
years.
Right?
When was the last time Doggies won there?
I mean, it was a long time as well. I think we might have broken it recently, but it was a very long time.
Incredibly frustrating game. To watch. Like it was actually both teams were not playing great football. A lot of misses. I think we kicked like 6 goals, 14, and they kicked like 8 goals, 15.
I haven't seen a lot of football, but it kind of feels a little like all the footballers aren't entirely sure that they're back yet either as well. Like
it's
it does,
very round one vibes. The only team that
But this is the problem with round zero and round one. I think we're getting like 1.5 rounds of like stuff that might normally be cleared up a little by the second week, we feel like we're. I think this is sluggish. It all feels a bit sluggish.
Yeah, that's the good term for it. It's sluggish. Yeah, there is no momentum to it, and also the storylines because it's sort of disjointed.
Yes, it's hard to concentrate on what's going on
because one team's had like 2 storylines already, whereas one
team's Collingwood bad already.
Yeah,
we haven't even played yet.
The Swans amazing.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Kangaroos? Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you a couple observations I got from being at the ground yesterday.
Yes, tell me, please.
Harry Sheasel's pretty fucking good at football.
Yeah, great at football.
And they give it to him at every opportunity. Like that poor kid, like he's getting smashed. Like the amount of off the ball work that the opposition puts into him as a second year player is insane. Like the amount of times he's just saw him on the ground because someone's run past and just give him a hip and shoulder, all legal, but he was getting smashed. But just a beautiful footballer, like Robbie Flower-esque, just graceful, or Bob Murphy, glides across the ground, hits targets, is so intelligent in the way he opens the game up. Nick Larkey was being absolutely dominated for the first half, but then in the space of like 5 minutes just came to life and just drilled 3 goals in a row. But the Aaron Cadman one was the interesting one for me. Because
he went away a little potato boy and came back.
He looks like a Greek god now.
Like a chiseled man.
I mean, he's going to, if they market him right, he could be anything because he is super good looking and a really, really good footballer.
Do you think that they should have a little theme song for him, you know, like when people kick the goals to the Scat Man?
I'm the Cad Man.
Yeah, and everyone goes, beep, bop, 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 bop. Like, I think that feels like a GWS thing.
Well, I mean, they do play songs, the Giants.
Yeah, I know.
Because Callum Brown, the Irishman, has some weird, like, crazy frog.
Yeah, he has, like isn't it a Grand Theft Auto Mexican dance game or something? I mean, something, yes.
Well, sitting behind, I mean, by the way, it was very poorly attended, the game yesterday, which was disappointing.
It is disappointing because the truth of it is that at the moment, like GWS, you know, could be one of the teams that are genuinely contending to win the entire premiership. And they've got such an exciting list of, like, can you imagine at any of our clubs, if we had that array of players at our clubs, what stars they would be and how our supporters would be lining up, you know, outside the, like that's those, I mean, that is their version of, you know, your great generations of Saints players that all played in the same team. Like that is, they're living those times.
Right now.
Except that it's in front of 8,000 people.
Well, that's the thing. Like I was saying to Al, like you are living history. Like you've been, especially if you got on the ground floor, like if they were able to snatch a premiership in the next couple of years, that would be incredibly satisfying to know that you jumped on the ground floor, lived through that first 4 years and then saw it happen. And I think they're probably going to do it. Like, I just can't imagine them not winning a flag without.
But how do they get people interested in it? Like, because I want them to succeed.
Yeah.
Like,
so they went from 20,000 last week with the Pies to then, like, it would have been barely 8,000, I reckon, with the Kangaroos. And it was so...
I mean, look, it is one extreme to the other as well. It's not like North Melbourne are a big drawing team at the best of times.
And a lot of North supporters there, though. It wasn't like there was no one there. It was just that was the best that both teams could muster. I mean, I think it's funny, like... Going to games at Heritage Bank and at Giant Stadium, Energy Stadium or something? I don't know what they call
NG,
it.
Oh, NG, I believe.
Is they still have all these, because, you know, they want to bring people in. So they have all these amusements and rides outside of the ground to get the kids involved. If they get more successful, do they start fucking off all the other bells and whistles that they're using? Or do they have to maintain that? Is that part of the club's identity, the culture of the club is we have a carousel outside our gate D.
I kind of feel like the thematic nature of like the Mason Cox thing, the rivalry, all this sort of stuff worked really well.
Mm.
And I don't mind the idea of them doing that every round. Like, I know that, like, I understand the idea of like, oh, do you save it for like the big teams for the Collingwood or whatever? But what if we just leaned into the idea that every week GWS picks like a fight? And then they theme, so like they had the Mason Cox petting zoo. They just like every week there's some sort of like, you know.
That's their thing.
That's their thing. So the you go along for the activation, but the activation will be themed to, so if they're playing North Melbourne, like it might be, for example, they might do something on the cheesel thing, you know what I mean? Like that might be like a bit of a play they do during the week, or it might be like they pick a big fight with Clarko about, you know, whatever. I mean, GWS might be the team that could get Clarko fired up for a like.
Oh, yeah, because Clarko needs a lot of motivation.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, but he's on the edge at the moment because he's not allowed to. This is the perfect time for GWS to be poking the bear, right? Because he's got this suspended sentence hanging over, like, I mean, you know, if you're the GWS socialist team, you could literally get Clarko suspended for a couple of weeks and not be able to coach at the ground. I mean, you could, I mean, I just think maybe they've got to lean into the theatre of the entire experience being not just the activations, but the activation is thematically linked to
whatever whoever they're playing.
It's because they've got to have a story. They've got to start telling, like, in the same way as wrestling tells the storylines, I think that GWS have to start positioning themselves in this storyline, but also telling the storyline to its community.
Yeah. But are you creating more work for yourself if you're trying to explain to an audience that maybe aren't familiar with rivalries, aren't familiar with the culture of a club? Like, if you understand anything about AFL, you understand why it's funny that they take on Collingwood so hard because it's David and Goliath, right? But is that immediately apparent to someone who's just getting to know the game?
I reckon people can understand pick and fights.
Okay.
Right? And so they understand the format of picking a fight. So it's no different to picking a fight with Mason Cox than it is to pick a fight with, so say St Kilda are coming up and they decide.
They're going to make fun of Jack Steele or something like that.
Jack Steele. How do you make fun of Jack Steele?
He's very good looking.
He's a tough person to make fun of.
Okay. Right? Jack Sinclair's mullet.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
They're offering free haircuts.
Yeah. Free mullet haircuts outside the game. They mullet theme it. Like, you know, Like, I mean, they just lean. It doesn't always have to be necessarily like a big mean-spirited sort of, but they kind of pick like.
They needle.
Yeah. They needle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And
and against Essendon, it's needles, literal needles.
Well, yeah, I mean,
What else do Sydney siders like? Cocaine?
Yep.
Could they offer cocaine at the games? Like maybe say to people.
Well, maybe rather than offer cocaine, the lines on the field, like the boundary line, the center square, 50 meter arc, is actually lined with cocaine.
Well, I mean, we don't want the players to like be involved. Ah,
because if they do hair tests or something.
This is literally about just getting. I'm trying to go, what do people in Sydney like to go to?
Success. Winners.
But they are winners. This is the point.
But the problem is Sydney's also winning. Like after two rounds, Sydney and GWS look like by far and away, the
what about this guy, Fred?
Who is Fred again? I've never heard of him until like 2 seconds ago.
But like Fred again feels like, could we get like in the same way as Robbie Williams? Is like, you know, the kind of Carlton supporter and like obviously being very good for them.
Can we get Michael Frederick from the Dockers? Frederick again.
Well, I think this Fred again guy, he sounds like, it feels like Sydney private school boys that seem to be the majority of his, you know, audience. Like, he does these pop-up shows that sell more tickets than, like, he'll put it on sale that morning and more people will go to see him than went to that GWS game that you went to on the weekend.
Right.
So if you could get Fred again to
play, like, a gig, like a warm-up.
Yeah.
Like, well, pre-game
entertainment. Half-time. Maybe even just live DJ during the game.
But then how do you stop all the Fred Agains from leaving, like Fred Again fans from leaving?
Yeah, no, Fred Again's like the whole gig's, like they play.
Oh, they play the whole game. Yeah. Rather than each player having their own music after the goal, Fred Again.
It's constant Fred Again.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Well, who is Fred Again? Like, I honestly don't know. Is he an Australian DJ or is he American?
I think he's from overseas.
Okay.
English, maybe?
Can we afford to bring him out?
Well, he's here or he's been here. But we can't afford it, but I mean, maybe the AFL can. Maybe the AFL can do a deal with. It feels like they're a bit of a modern club where they could have like a Fred Again. Again, I don't know what Fred Again is. I've only just seen it written down. I don't really know what
Amy,
it is.
Amy, do you know what a Fred Again is?
Yeah. Yes, he's a DJ. He's an English DJ.
English DJ. English. Why does everyone love him all of a sudden?
I wish I knew because my Instagram gets flooded with videos of just a guy going beep, boop, beep, boop, like in front of 50,000 people and he's just on a tiny little stage and I'm like, God bless them. They're having so much fun. It's not for me.
Yeah. Well, is the point. Why couldn't they be playing a game of AFL
beep, boop,
at
beep,
the
boop.
Same time? This guy's already doing his beep, boop, beep, boop.
Yeah. Fred again on the Sky Deck at Giant Stadium at the Beanstalk. Fred again at the Beanstalk.
What is Fred again?
Fee, fi, fo, fum, beep, boop, beep, boop.
What is GWS famous for? A big, big sound. What is Fred again famous for? A big, big sound.
Yeah.
I think this is a good match.
I mean, you're right. Like that.
Right?
Bum, 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 nah, nah,
he just drops
remixed.
That in. Like remixes it in.
Yeah. Mashes up some kind of like Kylie song as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that. So you... Could you make GWS the only sort of NBA-inspired footy team? Because now like NBA music constantly bam,
I think
bam,
they should
bam.
Be. I think this is exactly what they should be doing.
Okay.
They're a modern club.
Yeah.
They've got a modern look. They should lean into that.
Yeah. We are two guys, one car. There was a big brawl in the Bombers and the Hawks game.
Who won that?
Bombers. It was closer than people thought it was going to be, but the Bombers ran away with it. But if you had to pick one player, I'll start
James
broadly.
Sicily.
Okay, there you go. Exactly. James Sicily completely upended a dude and started like an all-in brawl. But it's funny, isn't
it? That's interesting because I read an article just this week about the new James Sicily.
Oh, that he's going to pull his head in.
I don't like that anymore.
Like, it was so unnecessary and so provocative. But, like, everyone was like immediately, oh, it's like the line in the sand or it's like, you know, the bloodbath battles of the 80s. But do you think in this modern game that clubs, administration or coaches are trotting out those old feuds as motivation? I just can't see it. In this day and age of cuddly coaching and,
All these young players are like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never watched football before.
Yeah, exactly. I came from the Australian Institute of Sport.
What are you talking about, mate? I don't think it's cool to watch football.
It's totally like that, right?
Yeah.
Like all those old school motivations of do it for the jumper and blah, 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 and this mob hate your mob and surely that can't work.
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's probably still some people who that's effective on, and there's probably some occasions where some part of that narrative is effective, but
because
not.
I think the line in the sand brawl was very specifically instigated by Dermot Brereton. I think that's on record that he went around to all the Hawks players and like, we fucking hate Essendon at the Hawks. You know, we hate them with a passion. So when you go out there, literally line in the sand, like you've got to make a statement. But that just seems like. Nowadays, can you like if that happened now, where it came out that you know, so for instance, with this Sicily incident, just say it came out that was a directive from Sam Mitchell or something, Like, there'd be a please explain, right, or something from the AFL. It wouldn't be just brushed off as, like, an old school kind of tough guy.
By the way, I love the expression please explain. It's one of my absolute favourites. He's going to get a please explain. It's so it's like both like a polite demand, isn't it? It's like, please explain.
Explain.
Explain, please. Please. Explain.
But you can't get away with that. Like, remember...
If it was Sam Mitchell and James Sicily, I think that people would at least think, oh, well, like, that at least feels like it's in the ballpark. But if it was, like, Craig McRae and, like, Jordan Ngoi or something, I think you'd feel like, oh, that doesn't feel... Like, Sam Mitchell, you'd still think, oh, maybe...
Could be that mongrel in him.
Yeah.
No, but my point being, do you think that, like, there would be consequences or... Like, if it became public... Because I imagine, like, coaches are still sort of motivating players or want players to be physical, you know, put body pressure on someone. But this idea of let them know, you know, that you're not going to, they're not going to push you around.
I mean, as long as you were, like, protecting the head, like, if you were doing something that was outside the laws of the game, it's different. But I guess if you're just flying the flag, as they say.
Okay. Right. So, all right. But no Alistair Lynch, Darryl Wakelin.
No. Well, you don't let it swings. No. Well, I mean, you know.
Well, Lachie Neale got punched in the face was it last week or this week?
Is that right?
Yeah, well, punched in the jaw. It was a little jumper punch
that
slipped too high.
And hit him slipped.
Well, it was the first one went into the jump and the
I always love when, like, it's like, I slipped.
Yeah.
I should get off on this because I slipped. I meant to punch him in the chest and then I punched him in the face because I slipped. It's my favorite one where it's like, he pulled the jumper and it slipped and my hand went into his face. And apparently, did he get off for that? Because that is normally, they go, oh yeah, fair enough. Well, if you slip.
I don't think he's even cited. And it was
my favorite,
knuckles
like
on the jaw.
Every week, then it's like, oh yeah, but he didn't mean to hit him in the face. And yeah. I was like, yeah, but he hit him in the face.
He went to hit him.
Yeah, he definitely went to hit him and then hit him in the face.
Well, I guess they just grade it. It's that grading system of like low impact, unintentional.
Mm.
But do you ever hear?
You did intend to hit him, though, didn't you?
I guess so. Do they ever say unintentional impact? Like they'll say intentional impact, but do they ever say unintentional or just say careless?
Careless
instead of unintentional.
Yes, careless, reckless.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a short episode, so we shouldn't get bogged down in this discussion. I wouldn't have thought.
All right, let's get to. We got some messages from people. They wanted to know what we thought of it. Well, actually, there's a lot of people who just wanted to make fun of me, and that's something else I didn't miss about footy being away is like being a very public St Kilda supporter, having people sort of point out that you know, when my team loses, like someone sent me a meme that was literally. It was a photo of a dog pooing on the lawn, but the poo had been photoshopped out and it was the St Kilda logo. And I'm like, that is just fucking gross and horrible. Why would you send that to me? Like, there's no universe in which I want to be sent that meme. You know what I mean? Like, not even is it like my friends would I appreciate, like, let alone a stranger on Instagram. Like, I don't want to see a dog taking a shit ever. Well, I mean, not ever. I mean, well, no, is there any instance where I want to see a dog taking a shit? If it's my dog and it's ill and I need to make sure it's pooing again, it's the only time. But in general, I don't want to see, like, photos of animals defecating and definitely not a photo of an animal defecating with a St Kilda logo coming out of its bum.
No, I think everything you say is very reasonable.
Oh, so the first thing I wanted to show you, the first bit of correspondence we had, Nat Fife made a little a video.
Oh, yeah.
I think the competition or the Dockers at least are sponsored by Crypto.
Okay.
And so Nat Fife made potentially the most Nat Fife video. So, Amy, we may need you to pause this at some point. But
all right.
Let's peek into the mind of Nat Fife.
Just runs down the beach and says hello to everyone he can. Come on. Always has a huge smile on his face.
Just pause for a sec. So just to set the scene for people who can't see the video, this is a very Western Australian setting.
Nat Fife
sitting on the beach. He's wearing a little cap like he's playing like bass for Temper Trap or something like that.
It's a real interesting cap.
Okay. So now Nat
playing with his dog.
Yeah, playing with his dog.
Yeah.
He's just giving you just a little insight into how he likes to spend his spare time. Now he's walking up to a cafe van and just listen to what Nat Fife orders.
Okay.
Like, if you had to guess what Nat Fife is going to order for a coffee, what would you say?
An oat latte.
Close. Play it.
Morning. You do a turmeric?
Yeah.
Can I get just a small turmeric latte, please?
That's all.
Pause. a turmeric latte. God bless him.
Of course. It's a natural anti-inflammatory.
Of course.
He's just looking after his body.
Yeah. Okay, play. Pays with his crypto card.
Yeah, I'd love to get through the whole season uninjured. That's my goal. And for us as a team, I'd love us to improve on last year and hopefully play some finals. Bo, here. Here, Bo. Come on, all the way up here.
Pause. Come on. Who doesn't want to live in Western Australia?
Like, I mean, this is like a WA tourism mode. I'm like, I'm going to get some money into crypto,
but
and then I'm going to get over to Western Australia to hang out with Nat Fife and his dumb hat down at the beach with his dog.
But also the way they've set him, like he's backlit by the sun, his golden curls, that's Western Australian hair. We always talk about Western Australian hair. That is Western Australian
hair. And is his dog called Bowie?
Yes. Play.
Come on. Work-life balance is critical. I think my morning routine is my big one. I like to plunge, get in the water. Bowie has been really good for that because we
do a
walk every morning and every night. Surfing, reading, just finding ways to sort of stay balanced and nourish. I live with James Ash and we've got two dogs. So it's a pretty fun household to live in. Trying to keep it light and loose and not take footy and my career so seriously all the time because that sort of builds up in your body. So in a good place at the moment.
That's it. I've just, like, sometimes we feel like maybe we unfairly characterise players on the show, but he's everything I imagine him to be.
I mean, he really is, isn't he?
I mean, the fact that he even had, like, the towel just sort of rakishly draped over one shoulder as if he's going to have a swim or he's just come from a swim, I can't work out what. But don't you think his hair would smell of, like, salt and wax, like there'd be kind of some sex wax in there?
So he and Howie went on a surfing holiday together.
Really?
And I've been itching to ask for private details, but I just am going to have to pick the right moment to find out. Because Howie is very good at, keeping things private. So I'm going to have to weasel my way in there to find out some information.
All right. Let's get through some of these questions and comments. This is from Sam Wright. Gold Coast, Premiership Smokey.
Probably not premiership, but like I picked them for the finals and I'm comfortable with that at the moment.
They look so...
Matt Rowe, good again. Good again. Noah Anderson, amazing.
They looked so dominant for the first 2.5 quarters and then they somehow let Adelaide in. But I think that's also a early in the season thing. Players, teams, like the Saints and the Cats both looked exhausted by the last quarter. This is from Beetle28. The reemergence of the skinhead, no longer just the domain of the receding hairline. That is true. A lot of players have come back with shaved heads.
Yeah.
There was a Cats.
I think it's hair tests.
No, who? What? Oh, is it?
People having a big summer, I think.
Yeah, there's a Richmond player, one of the defenders. He's come back with, like, he's completely bald and, like, you went to Vegas? You went to Vegas in the offseason? Okay. This is from Andrew Sampson. I understand the reasons, but I still miss the full theme song at the start. Well, just listen to the end, mate. You get the whole Two Guys, One Cup theme played at the end of the episode. Ashbird 33, Geelong and headbands, field umpires wearing hats. What are your thoughts? We've raised the alarm on this early.
Geelong and headbands,
Highest number of headbands going around. Even Ron Connolly pointed it out the other day. And I'm like, that's our domain.
No. Sometimes, like we notice things early on and then they, spread over into the mainstream. But yeah, Geelong and headbands.
Yeah, so you got Reece Stanley, you got Blitzars, you got Stewart and Steeplechaser. Oh, that's Blitzars.
That's Blitzars.
Yeah. And Guthrie.
Guthrie.
And a new guy, Courtney. So one of their new blondies.
Jai Courtney.
Not Jai. Courtney Dempsey. No. Courtney.
Courtney Cox.
This is from Nella99. Should there be a heat rule? I guess.
A heat rule?
Yeah, referring to, I'm assuming.
When it gets too hot.
Yeah, was it 40 degrees in Melbourne?
What should the rule be?
I think there is a rule, a heat rule. If it gets over 40 degrees, they don't play.
Yeah. I reckon that's worse.
Or is it more like an Al Pacino, Rob De Niro heat rule?
Yeah.
Like, if you see the heat,
you
can't have nothing that you ain't drop in a second as soon as you see the heat around the corner. So leave your family, leave your friends.
I thought it was like when two players played really well by themselves, but that you didn't get to see them play on each other right until the end.
Right. That's right. Dangerfield lines up on five. Brendan PV. Why does Grian Myers look like Jeff Buckley?
He does fucking look like Jeff Buckley. It's amazing, isn't it? Because, like, he never looked like him when he was younger.
Had the dreadies.
And now he's like...
He's very Jeff Buckley-esque.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that.
he gave Marshall's boot a last goodbye.
That was fun, though.
Swimming in cryo.
I know that will be literally replayed on every football show as like
the funniest,
the height of.
Look what, when I ask people for questions and comments, what did I use, Will? It's Brian Myers throwing the boot away.
I mean, of course. It's the height of, the comedy festival's in town.
Well, while we're talking about Brian Myers, yes. Cassie wants to know, does the AFL need a free for being a flog, perhaps the Myers penalty? Now, I think the Graham Myers throwing Marshall's boot away has been misinterpreted. I don't think he was being a scallywag.
No.
I think it was like...
He was getting it out of the way.
Yeah, because I don't want to step on a boot and twist my ankle.
Yeah.
Jason Finn wants to know, I'm really disappointed in the Pies. They are no better than Carlton fans.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Are they really?
No.
I haven't heard any Pies fans
getting... Yeah, they've been fine, I reckon.
Yeah,
They left a bit early, I think, the other day, but like...
Oh, is that what he means? Yeah. Right, no. In terms of like my Pie fans that are in my chat, like the memes are going thick and fast on Friday night. Like, you know, the Hangover, they've swapped out the faces in the Hangover poster and stuff like that, and they're all taken in good in
because
in their stride.
When you've won one, it doesn't matter.
Don't give a fuck.
Who cares?
Mangoriand, Tom Green dominated the ruse, tight games, but Jesse Hogan to be the golden boot. Jesse Hogan, seeing him up close, very vocal and a bit of a bully.
Yeah.
Like he really commands that forward line.
He's always had bully
line.
Vibes.
Yeah, he's the biggest bloke in the playground. Yeah. And he was letting Aaron Cadman know, next time you get the ball, kick it to me. Even though Cadman's a pretty good shot at goal.
I do love this, like I would love if Jesse Hogan can play like a dominant forward season though, because... You know, like, I mean, he's turned in, like, his career right around and turned back into a really decent player, but it'd just be great if he had that one big, you know, fit all season.
Boys on the Unplugged podcast, shout out, how you going, guys? How was that free kick to Dangerfield against Stocker? Yeah, look, I mean, that was unfortunate. I don't think that's what lost us the game. I think we were very lucky to be as close as we were to the Cats most of that game. If they'd kicked straight, it would have been game over. Michael Weibo, I've noticed that every Cats player has long hair.
Yeah.
It's become a real thing. Right. Okay, great. Can we talk about Jared Witz's Falcon? Did you see that?
No.
Oh, okay. We're going to end it here because you need to jump off and immediately Google. That is the most painful looking Falcon in history. That rain is pouring down. He can't see the ball. It rockets in so fast and smacks him in. And Jared Witz is a big guy. Like he knocks him back a couple of feet.
No.
It's a shocking Falcon. One of the best, but it looks incredibly, incredibly. A wet ball too, like a lead ball hitting him right in the face. All right, do you want to check the score one time before we go?
Yeah,
okay?
Why not? Let's just check it and see. We may as
what
well.
What do you think, Will?
This. I'd say Melbourne have probably maintained their lead.
Five goals up.
Oh, five? Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the last episode of Two Guys, One Cup for this year. This has been done. I hope pretty stupid.
We'll be back again next week. Play on, not 15.
Dreaming about a premiership cup. We love our clubs, but they never. House, if you think we'll be insightful, clever, or just well researched, we're here to say that's not the case. We'll just go out and wing it. We are Two Guys, One Cup. Listener.